stand by. Good day and welcome to the IBM Tivoli Service Management Center for System Z Update conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Casey Plunkett, Director of Performance Automation Sales. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Danielle, and thank you, team, for joining us here today. I'm accompanied by Mark Edwards, Mike Cott, Joe Burns, and the team here from Market Management. And what we want to cover in the next hour or so is to take you through the Service Management Center for System Z strategy, which Al Zoller will be announcing at Pulse. And you'll notice I referred to it as a strategy as opposed to a porting of BA products or a play, because this Service Management Center for System Z really represents the new branding identity of the PA portfolio going forward, team. So what I want to cover today is to make sure that you really understand what this entails and how are we going to start messaging going forward around this. Before I hand it over to Mark Edwards here to get started, some key themes really jump out that I would like all of you to really focus on here. Number one is what this really means is that IBM and Tivoli can provide the most comprehensive end-to-end set of systems infrastructure to our customers of anyone in the market. So if you look at our core competition of BMC, CA, Allen Systems Group, et cetera, nobody has the breadth of security, storage, operations management, service management, process management capabilities available on the System Z the way we do. And, what Mark and the team will take you through is some of the high-level architectural integration advantages we have as well as on that. So a couple of takeaways I see from this comprehensive set of capabilities we have on the Z now is, number one, it really allows us to get higher up in the IT food chain and really position and communicate the strategy. A problem we've fallen into a lot over the years, you get pushed down too low into the organization selling point products, replacement products. It ends up being a very technical sale. And as we try to move up to articulate the value of a particular product we're going after, we typically will hit a ceiling. And again, what we should be leveraging the service management strategy here with System Z is to really request the opportunity team on every key opportunity you're chasing to get in front of the CTO, the VP of operations, the CIO, and engage our market management team, our development team, product management team, to really come in and spend an hour, whether it's on-site, whether it's a webcast, to take them through this strategy. Where this will particularly resonate with our customers is as they're looking at expanding or migrating new workload to the Z10, be it Z-Linux, be it ZOS, or some combination thereof. Because customers, as they're moving workload over to these IFLs, really are forced to rethink how they're going to support that new workload, whether it's Oracle data, whether it's an Apache server, whether it's a complex set of SAP modules. Customers are being forced to rethink how they monitor it, how they schedule it, how they create HA and failover, how they back it up, how they provision identities, et cetera. And we've got the comprehensive set of abilities to answer those questions and to really deliver some compelling savings in the process. So I want to hand it over to Mark here, and he'll take you through this in greater details. And we'll circle back up on the back end with question and answer for about 15 minutes, take you through questions you may have about compensation, who's on point, et cetera. Okay, so thanks, team. Mark, let me hand it over to you.
Thanks, Casey. So there might be a delay getting the presentation posted up for the business partners. So one simple fix to this is just to send an email to Melinda Freck. Her email address is M as in Melinda Freck, F-R-E-C-H, at us.ibm.com, and she can email that out to you. So otherwise, hopefully everyone else has a presentation, and let's just jump to slide two. So I'll give a quick overview of kind of, you know, high-level customer needs and underlying issues from a CXO point of view, so CFO, CIO, CTO, anyone on the executive level team, and, you know, how to position this in a big picture, big context kind of way. Joe Burns will talk about the actual solutions, the target customers, the low-hanging fruit, of course, and sales plays that we have and what we're working on that you can sell, what you can sell today, and then what we're working on for the second half. And then Kevin Hosozawa will talk about our differentiating value with respect to competitors. So let's move on to slide three. So from a very high level, the Service Management Center for System Z is our big picture vision. It's a vehicle to position an open discussion, to position Tivoli solutions and open the door to have discussions with high level senior management. This is primarily for, or essentially for, System Z customers. So it's an integrated set of Tivoli solutions. Basically, ISM, IBM Service Management for the mainframe. Not just for the mainframe though, it's for end-to-end environments as well. So it allows us to move from, as Casey mentioned, feature function and benefits, technical comparisons, and, you know, kind of discussion for a scheduler or a monitor or a proc ops, you know, automation solution or product to a more have to go in there, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It needs to be tailored to every customer. So we need to first understand what the customer needs are and assess those needs and even increase the urgency of those needs and then provide the contextual value, the solution value, and then the differentiation. So the solution value, you know, it could be a very big picture discussion. The customer's at one point in a service management maturity you know, level, maybe they're very remedial, they're not even managing by exception, and we go in there and, you know, we want to talk big picture, business-driven service management solutions, but then you have to map back to where the customer is, and so this big picture vision might end up in a displacement of a scheduler or a system automation product or an OmegaMon product, and that's okay because we have to start somewhere. But maybe different customers are at different places. Maybe they've already got an incident and availability management process down pat, and now we need to take them to the next level so we can talk about business process continuity, those kinds of things. So this is the perfect vehicle to have those kinds of discussions to sell higher into the customer organization. So this is, again, it encompasses all Tivoli System Z and end-to-end products, not just the ZOS products and not just the Z Linux products. And as Casey mentioned, and Joe will talk into more detail, there are a lot of projects going on within customers like server consolidation or, you know, green data center initiatives and, you know, lots of different projects that we can, you know, spin this around and tailor to specific customer needs. The core value propositions for high-level executives, you know, first and foremost is to align the IT organization, their objectives and their goals with lines of business. So everything they do and how they manage the performance of delivering services and workloads and you know, automate these business processes, we can align them with the actual business, and they can see the impact of what they're doing and the impact of incidents and events, planned incidents and planned events and unplanned incidences on the lines of business. We can simplify operations management, service management, and in fact the entire IT organization and the IT infrastructure. And we address the three C's of IT, so the cost of integration, the cost of the organization, the IT organization, and competitiveness. And let's move on to slide four. So let's just take a step back and just net out what's new. Joe's going to go into more detail on this, but new platform choices for these quote-unquote ISM products. So TADM, CCMDB, and the Release Process Manager, they're all version 7.1. They're all going to be announced at the Pulse conference, and they will GA in May as well. And then there's the new Tivoli Business Continuity Process Manager, And this is a new process manager that will help enterprises more fully define their scope and the recovery needs for key critical businesses, lines of business. And then some other new products for Linux on Z, TBSM, Tivoli Business Service Manager, Tivoli Service Request Manager, TSRM, and Tivoli Asset Manager for IT 7.1. Those will be referenced at Pulse, but they'll be available later in the year. And so the platform choice is important, but also important are the integration points are coming from PA product to PA product, from PA to security, PA to storage, at the operational level, and then the PA products to the ISM level. All these integration points will lead to, to what I just discussed at a high level on the prior slide, aligning business with IT, reducing costs, and making the business more profitable. So that's net what's new. And we're not going to go into the integration points in a lot of detail. We've got some other enablement material. And if you have questions on that, we can point you in the right direction at the end of this call. So let's move on to slide 5. So for high-level executives, C-level executives, this big-picture discussion, when I mentioned we have to understand the customer needs and assess those needs and even get them to increase their urgency for fulfilling those needs and delivering contextual value. And so the contextual value is going to be the platform choice and the integration points. But we have to bring it home to ROI and total cost of ownership. Because these C-level executives, this is how they're thinking. They think their firm is a cash processor. It all goes back to firm value. So these firms are, even IBM, we generate cash and we consume cash in the form of operating expenses, working capital, long-term investments, taxes, and what's left over is available to investors. And that's really how firms are valued. So everything these C-level executives are doing, all these pressures, these individual competitive pressures and it's all being driven by maintaining and increasing shareholder value. So every discussion we have about service management center and progressing customers from one point in a service management maturity model to the next, we can frame it and bring it home in terms of it's going to grow revenue this way or it's going to reduce costs this way. So what they really care about are growing cash flows, number one. And number two, making cash flows more predictable. All things being equal, higher predictability is lower risk. So more if it's smooth and steady, we'll take that any day over highly variable cash flows. And that goes to and what speaks to that is aligning IT with the lines of business, integrating business and IT processes, and improving the workload and service integrity for those business services and basically improving the predictability and integrity of the business services. All of that will improve the consistency and the predictability of cash flows. And along the way, it will help them grow revenue and reduce costs. And let's move on to slide 6. So the next couple of slides talk about different examples of how we at Tivoli can do that with our solutions. So one, we've grouped them in three different categories. The first one is simplifying operational management with the Service Management Center for System Z. So whenever we talk about, this is more of an operational level discussion. So when a customer's, just adopting ITIL-based management processes, they need to manage by exception, for example, and then move on to a formal incident and availability management process. So, why do you want to do that? You want to reduce the mean time to resolution. You want to get those business services up and running quickly and proactively, right? You want to reduce error-prone manual activities, and this goes to automating repetitive tasks or integrating different IT and business processes, reducing the manual handoff between these processes. You want to eliminate the multiplicity of of monitoring tools, of, you know, automation tools, of workload automation tools, you know, so you get a common backbone across the organization, and that goes a long way toward disseminating information and integrating different IT silos. And this can free up the staff to focus on end-to-end and business and IT innovation, because again, they want to raise their level, they want to raise their competitiveness, increase their competitiveness, so you want to get them out of day-to-day firefighting. The next slide, slide 7, talks about simplifying service management. So maybe they've got a good handle on the operational management piece, you know, processes, and now they want to step it up a level and more fully align the IT groups with the lines of business. And this is where we talk about common visualization engines and mapping, you know, mapping the IT infrastructure and critical applications to lines of businesses, and being able to measure the impact of incidents on those lines of business, and enforce these different ITIL-based management processes and best practices across the organization, and then also eliminate, we can also eliminate the multiplicity of different service management solutions, because as Kevin will talk about, some of our competitors have multiple CCMDBs, you know, or they have multiple service desks, or the customer has to buy multiple pieces from different vendors because of, you know, lack of platform support here and there, and lack of integrate end-to-end integration and that kind of thing. And this can also break down silos across the IT organization. And then finally, at the highest level, on slide 8, simplifying the entire IT infrastructure, and in fact the IT organization, with service management center solutions for System Z customers. So, like Casey mentioned early on, consolidating Linux servers on the mainframe, lots of ROI there, consolidating service and operational management solutions on the mainframe, again, lots of ROI there, and in fact, you know, consolidating the IT organization so that customers can finally get rid of, you know, pie-in-the-sky kind of thing, but long-term, get rid of the multiple IT organizations needed for the mainframe and for different distributed systems. They can integrate those teams and leverage best practices of the teams and grow their businesses without adding headcount. So that's a quick drive-by. We got to get through a lot of material pretty quickly here, but we have more information on all of this, and we can take questions at the end or provide follow-up as well. So Joe will now take you into kind of the selling scenarios, the buying occasions, and what you can sell today and what you can sell in the second half.
Great. Thanks, Mark. I'm on chart 10 now. Basically, this chart is, as Mark spoke earlier, where we would sell this, right? So we've heard about the SMCZ focus since February when we launched its share. It's been very successful so far. It continues throughout the rest of the year. So it's all about selling occasions. SMCZ gives you that chance, a reason to talk, number one, to existing customers, or you might be able to upsell Megamon to those Z accounts, competitive takeouts as well, and find out the expiring CA, BMC, and ASG contracts and go after that. Additionally, from a new customer point of view, there's a new space there we'll talk in much detail about today. It's on the System Z Linux opportunity, and you'll see as we go forward where that opportunity lies. So it's key that these are selling occasions, and it gives you a reason to go call on these accounts. This is a very interesting linchpin to start with. If you look at chart 11, what do we have to sell? Basically, today you can sell, as you see the first two bullets, CBSM today. You also sell the Tivoli Business Continuity Process Manager, a new product on Linux for System Z. And a couple of thoughts on that. There's two ways to go. One is you can pursue a special bid with the first three-pack below, right, the IT and Service Management Integration Pack. And you can use TATM, CCMDB, and TBSM. Again, you can also engage your BA rep to help you for CCMDB as a prereq. Now, that's all followed up with more detail on May 15th this week, full Tivoli talk on BCPM. You see the call in there. What's also happening for the rest of the year is we're working on a number of sales plays below. I'm not going to take you all the detail there, but you see we cover all the major areas. We talk about Megamon. We talk about operations management. We talk about usage reporting, even SAP and scheduling. So it's important that you know these are happening. If you have questions about those, let us know later on, and we'll give you the details on where we're at so far. If you go to chart 12, a quick word about InfoMan. We get the question all the time. Tivoli Service Request Manager will be available this week. It's going to announce in GA on Friday, 5/16. And it is the Tivoli Service Request Manager. It's our new service desk and a service catalog. I'm pre-announcing a bit. Basically, the question is, what about our standard InfoMan customers who've been around for two decades? InfoMan continues as an IBM product today. We have no plan to withdraw support or withdraw from marketing at this point. It's a direction of TSRM, of course, tied to the change configuration management database, the service catalog, and Z Linux support later in the year. We'll be able to talk to any accounts you have right now, the top ones. Our attack level here is mostly at the mid-tier accounts, which we think are vulnerable and available for TSRM. They may already have competitive products installed in addition to InfoMan. These are large accounts for the most part. We're developing a sales plan for the second half of the year. We will target those mid-tier accounts and have integration between both InfoMan and TSRM. We'll come back to that later. If you look at chart 13, who are the targets of these accounts for SMCZ? There's really three. The two are the top prime ones, right? The SystemZ-centric customers today. This demand and woman who thinks only about SystemZ, right? It controls the enterprise. It's mostly in the finance and banking industries, insurance and retail as well. If they can run something on ZOS, they will try and run it on ZOS. And there are a lot of new workloads going on in that space, too, and have been for the last couple of years. They're a prime target. Another one is consolidation factor. We see a lot of accounts that are consolidating, what's sometimes called recentralization these days, taking workloads that are on the distributed platforms or even on smaller Z platforms and going back to the host, bigger, larger servers being installed, the Z10 being the prime example. And lastly, the secondary target would be the end-to-end center customer. This is a customer that wants to have control points, and he's not necessarily biased towards System Z or ZOS. We'll take it anywhere. We can also satisfy that customer as well with SMCZ. He wants to be able to control that management structure a little bit more than from a Z point of view. It's an opportunity, but it's not as good as the first two prime ones mentioned above. If we look at the next chart, chart 14, where we've been selling in the past, and we look at some of the details, I won't take it through every line, but you can see where a lot of times we sell very point product-based and have in the past, where TBSM does not get involved in every SA sale or TWS sale or even a monitoring sale. So two things to take away from this chart. Number one, don't forget storage, right? TSM is out there waiting, and also SAP, there are 60,000 name accounts. So go after those. In addition to combining with an SMCZ approach, the entire portfolio. That's really what this chart says. It's about portfolio selling. Now, if you go to chart 15 and go on to 16, we've been talking about Linux on System Z, and really, what is the opportunity? And we've talked about Linux on System Z for a number of years. But you can see the chart bottom right shows really where the direction is headed. And a number of IFLs that are out there. There are currently 1,300 System Z customers with Linux MIPS, right? And it's currently 10% of the hardware revenue as well. So the trend is no longer a trend. It's a fact of life. And it's there for us from a software point of view now to go and capitalize on it with management products. And that's what SMCZ is all about. There are actually accounts that have numerous amounts of IFLs, in some cases only IFLs. So the opportunity exists. If you go to chart 17, I want to show you one example real quick. You probably already heard about this, how IBM is doing its server consolidation. We're taking 3,900 servers and dropping it down to about 30 System Z mainframes. And it's part of our Project Green initiative, as you know. So this is an internal reference, if you will. And it shows we are able to do it ourselves, not just talk about it. If you look at chart 18, nationwide, right? This is not obviously an internal account, but one that's out there and a great reference. The TCO payback on this account is 15 months. That's a story that'll get all your executives at these accounts to listen to. When you say payback in 15 months, it's more than just a reference account. So we think that's really important. If you look at the next chart, which is chart 19, First National Bank of Omaha, they took approximately 600 servers down to a handful. so it was less complex and became less expensive. So again, a great payback as well. And there are other references besides these two out there. So we have that data as well. So it's time that Linux on System Z is no longer just a thought. It's been a business reason now for a number of years to move our products over there. I want to switch gears just for 1 second and talk about the next two charts. To do all of the SMCZ installations and implementations we need to do, we need to have some services attached to these deals. And so there's two ways to do that. One, from GTS, that's what this chart is about. They have two organizations, and perhaps on the phone is Selma Turkey from Belgium, who'll take questions at the end if you have any. This is really the service management consulting services on the left and also the middleware services on the right. So you see we play in both those spots. So from a GTS point of view, it's important. They can come in and do the assessments as well and help with that, like Mark said before, the big picture and how to get the business minds wrapped around SMCZ. Now, if you look at the next chart, we in Tivoli also have an ISST organization, and Matt Hunter is on the phone, and Matt's available for questions as well. Matt's based in Dallas. And we take it a level deeper, so we were able to go and do more operational kind of services. So you have both GTS from a high level and a business point of view, consulting services, if you will. Then we have ISST and Tivoli, which take it down to the operational level and provide both assessments and then the implementation work to get that done. So I think what we've seen on these charts, this is my last chart, is that we'll talk about SMCZ from a Z-Linux point of view. The opportunity is there. And now I believe the next chart, Kevin Hasdow will take us through who we're facing out from a competitive point of view. And Kevin, it's yours.
Hey, Joe, thanks. Okay, let's go on to slide 23. And really, when we talk about SMCZ, it brings to the table for the customer three major points, which is visibility, seeing what's going on in their business, control, governing all the assets, both physical and virtual, and also automation, which is the agility in operations in order to respond to business needs and ensuring that service delivery is done in a timely fashion. SMCZ provides that end-to-end capability from the Z platform. We have, in IDC's eyes, been the number one service management software available. We are the number one in worldwide IT operations management from Gartner, again, sixth consecutive year. We're rated, highest rated in terms of OVM Summit for ITSM. And also, we are identified as a leader from data monitor vendor comparisons. On to slide 24. So let's break down VCA, or what we labeled as visibility, control, and automation. In the area of visibility, the strength that IBM has and comes from is that we provide an end-to-end business systems dashboard. We also have a single monitor GUI or UI for the enterprise, which really is, when we're talking about monitoring, the TEP interface that goes across the board, not only on the ZOS side, but also on the open and distributed system. We also have a very strong workload and system automation integrated into operations dashboard capability. From a competitive point of view, when you look at somebody like CA, CA's BSM story is really only a statement of direction at this time. They typically are utilizing multiple UIs in order to provide information at an end-to-end level. In Z alone, they have five different UIs. And they only have resource management, whereas the IBM provides a much more wider breadth and depth in terms of capability in this area. As far as BMC is concerned, services are very... Their BSM story is very, very manually focused, in which means there's a lot of manual work for them to set up BSM views. It's very difficult, time-consuming, labor-intensive, and costly. There's no consolidated SystemZ and distributed operations dashboard currently. And, of course, when it comes to infrastructure managing Z, it's really distributed base. Again, the issue here is with SMCZ, we're able to manage total environment from the Z platform. And HP really has no focus with SystemZ. So from a visibility point of view, these are some of the strengths that we have against our competitors. Going on to slide 25, the control aspect of SMCZ, IBM's strength really is in the CCMDB. Also, IBM's EAM, or Enterprise Asset Management capability, coming from Maximo. And also, we have a very strong security risk and compliance portfolio. We can provide the total security capability in this particular area. Our competitor, CA, their CMDB is only Windows and Unix-based and is very limited in terms of the type of integration it can provide. They're really weak on reconciliation, federation, and change analytics. A key point here is with CA, it says no ability to securely audit applications end-to-end. Again, out of the security aspect, it's the auditing capabilities that they cannot do end-to-end. From BMC's point of view, they have multiple products and very complex configurations. As Mark had mentioned earlier, they got a lot of different CCMD databases out there you have to worry about. You also have to do a rip and replace when it comes to migrating with the BMC software solution. IBM doesn't have to do that. We are very flexible in the way that you can install and basically start the SMCZ capability. There's a lot of gaping holes in BMC's security area. When it comes to HP, again, they are very weak in terms of dependency and visualization. There's multiple CCMDBs, again, a very painful process to go through. You also have to go through a rip and replace. And this is a key area because in terms of ripping and replacing, it's very disruptive, and you can attack a customer by just establishing certain beachheads within the SMCZ infrastructure in order to be able to then go ahead and start widening the footprint of the IBM software, and we can go into that a little bit more. But also, poor security in terms of HP. They don't have the security aspect. On to slide 26. The automation aspect in terms of IBM's strength is we have high availability and disaster recovery. Again, that's coming from SA and GDPS. Dynamic provisioning, our Tivoli workload automation is much better. And distributed management with fault-tolerant agents. We're talking here with a lot of the OMPs and also SAMP. Our competitors, all CA, BMC, and HP, do not have cross-platform high availability for disaster recovery, so that's an area that we can leverage right away. They don't have the ability to also recover data in applications. None of the they cannot provision and move workloads around based upon the resource optimization. And again, they do not run provisioning on Linux on SystemZ. HP also has relatively no automation in the ZOS space, and their scheduling is actually done through business partners, which again provides a little fragmentation in the way that their integration will be. Okay, on to slide 27. And my PC is locked up. Hold on one second. Okay, on to slide 27. What you should know about our competition really is when it comes to the process automation area, you can see that CA, BMC, and HP all tout the same value propositions. but they are really a manual process and very labor intensive. A lot of what we can provide with SMCZ is a much more automated way of doing business here. None have an integrated workflow modeling engine. We have our process managers, which will allow a lot more flexibility and be able to get things rolling much more quickly. Requires their solutions require, again, a lot of manual coding. HP automation is really a pain to use. And even in terms of their CMDBs, they have four different silos, and they all require ripping and replacing. In terms of the enterprise asset management area, BMCCA and HP do not really have an EAM capability. HP has multiple disjointed CCMDBs in their lifecycle and asset management products with very weak integration. Maximo, again, within our portfolio, is one of the premier products in this particular area. Our competition does not have work order management. Again, Maximo's robust work management is unmatched. In the green data center area, BMCCA and HP, or BMCCA, do not have any green strategy. HP has some strategy. Again, they do not play in the Z space. On to slide 28. This is a build slide, and really what this is supposed to do is represent how you might go ahead and attack a customer in terms of replacing. And in this case, we're using CA. So if you tap on slide 28 one more time, what you'll see is the movement in of our security portfolio followed by the other products. And what this is supposed to do is represent a way of maybe establishing a beachhead in one area. One of the things that you want to do is you want to capture that service management area. If you capture that service management area with TBSN, TATM, CCMDB, and TSRM, what you have is the ability then to go ahead and move into the other areas. One of the things with all the competitors out there, regardless of if it's CA, BMC, or other competitors, is the capability of going after a complete stack, in which case we line up very well against all these competitors because we have products that can take out these other areas very quickly. On to slide 29. This is just a list of showing you from a CA perspective how we match up in all these other stacks. On to slide 30. Again, some of the things that CA, BMC, and HP don't tell you that you should really know and what to take from here is that our solution is much more easy to use and maintain in terms of manually scripting. Our competition has to do a lot of that. There's no end-to-end financial and IT asset management from our competition. None have an integrated workflow modeling engine. Again, all these competitors out here, you have to go through a rip and replace if you want to utilize their solutions. And again, IBM is the only solution here with SMCZ that will allow you to manage or have service management capabilities from an end-to-end point of view. On slide 31, some of the kill points that we have in terms of SMCZ against CA, again, is weak third-party integration. No notion of automation with operational management products. That's very key. No data federation. Does not offer any form, really, of a good enterprise asset management capability. Again, Cendura Cohesion is not yet integrated with the CA CMDB. Automation is very limited in terms of change management process, and there are forms based automation via the service desk, which there is no transactional support, and it's very limited support for process creation. Tactics that you may look at wanting to use against CA. From a strategic point of view, what you want to do is you want to prevent CA's BSM component growth. So make sure that you're out there leveraging TSRM with TBSM. Bundle those two deals together. Avoid competing at a point product level. make sure basically that when you're selling solutions, that you're selling the SMCZ solution, leverage our capabilities on Linux on System Z. Target the financial sector area, since 20% of CA's revenue is really coming from that particular sector. And they're showing signs of weakness and divestment in the AP area. Tactically, what you want to do is, again, leverage TSRM, CCMDB. Look at the Omega Mons as another area that you can go ahead and leverage against CA with. Again, they are a little weaker in the mainframe side. Attack the monitoring positions, again, with the Omega Mons. Make sure that you're able to look at the NetView areas, with NetView being associated and integrated with mainframe networks in order to get more value and stop the CA Netmaster from encroaching in the NetView area and displacing CA Netmaster where you can. Sell the complete solution. Make sure that you're including System Z. And again, attack a lot of the weak areas that we have out there. The SA GDPS over the CA Ops. MVS would be a nice area to go after. Slide 33, BMC's kill points. What you want to do here is be able to view System Z assets. We have a much more robust capability in this area. The end-to-end capabilities that we have in this particular area are much more stronger also. And the security aspect of it. BMC requires a lot more manpower. Again, this is the ROI that was mentioned earlier that you should be able to leverage. IBM Tivoli's more of a truly relational solution than BMC's, as well as BMC has multiple UIs when it comes to being able to monitor across your Z and distributed systems. And again, leverage our security portfolio here because we think this is a nice end. From a strategic point of view, on slide 34, you want to be able to, again, attack BMC's distributed area. They're showing signs of weakness in there. Also prevent Remedy from growing. Again, what that means is leveraging TBSM and TSRM. Make sure that you're marketing IBM's end-to-end integration and look at pushing for vendor consolidation in this particular strategy. Tactically, what you want to do is you want to shift BMC's growth to protect, again, put them on the defensive, attack them utilizing TBSM and TSRM, along with the Omega Mons and a lot of the other areas of attack that we have identified earlier. Make sure you can sell the complete solution and demonstrate, again, that the XC suite has less overhead. There's a lot of FUD going around right now about BMC utilizing zips and zaps, but when you look at the main view suite of products, they actually do chew up a lot more resources than the Omega Mons. On to slide 35, HP, in terms of kill points, the one thing to remember that is key with HP is that they do not provide Z capabilities. So if the customer is Z-centric and has Z as far as their environment, you want to be able to attack them on that hand. And you can read through some of these other things. On slide 36, one of the things we want to do is place a call to action. Make sure that you engage the Z customers leveraging Service Management Center from Z. And what it really means is attacking all levels, right? I mean, at the CXO level, you have to make sure that that SMCZ message is provided to them, that they understand it, they understand the benefits. At the lower levels, you have to understand that the upper CXO level is on the same page and moving forward with this initiative. Tailor the message, again, for each one of these customers because you're going to have different entry points. As you go back through this presentation again, you'll see where you have different entry points, and you got to understand where the customer's needs are and be able to focus on those needs and provide the appropriate solution for their needs. On to slide 37, again, this is just additional information on where you can see the press releases, who you can contact for some of these information. Again, like I said, there's going to be another competitive webinar that's coming up that Les Peng and the CDPO group will be able to provide. And with that, slide 38, I'd like to thank you and now open it up for any questions that you might have.
And the question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please ensure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question today, please press star 1 at this time, and we'll pause for just a moment. Currently, there are no signals in the queue, but I'd like to remind our audience that is star 1 for questions or comments.
Daniels, Joe Burns, I have a question.
Go ahead, Mr. Burns.
If I was a rep out there right now, I'd like to know a lot of material that was presented today is certainly informational, but where can I best get my best bang for the buck for this? And I think a pulse might be the answer to that question. We're going to have a number of integrated demos at Pulse. So if you're there with your customers, stop by and see all the SMCZ materials that are available. There'll be a white paper available at Pulse, a lot of product demos, both canned and live demos. And so it'd be a good spot to be with you and your customer if you want to see more about SMCZ.
And we'll now take a question from Larry Smith, IBM.
Hello. Hi, Kevin Hasazawa. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, Larry.
All right. And Matt Hutter, too. I know you're out there, guys. Question I have is, I have a customer. We're selling TBSM on distributed platforms, and they're migrating their distributed platforms onto Linux later this year, and they want to move their TBSM also onto Z-Linux when that's available. Entitlement-wise, will there be any issues on entitlement, like new part numbers, or will it be because it ran on a distributed platform, it'll run on the Z Linux as well?
Hey, Larry, it's Mike Cott. I knew you'd ask a tough question. anyway, we've come across some of the entitlement issues in the past with some other accounts, and there is a policy that we'll get out to you and to the rest of the sales team that our TBSM team has put together on entitlements moving from distributed to Z and to the ZOS product itself, or the Z Linux product in the future. But realize TBSM Z Linux doesn't come available until end of third quarter.
Exactly right. Okay. Yeah. That's the key. We don't want to put any language in a contract, but we just want to make sure our customer will be whole later this year.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks. Oh, one.
Mr. Smith, please press star 1 once again. And your line is now open, Mr. Smith. Mr. Smith, please go ahead.
Oh, am I open? Thank you. Discovery, guys. Just one more question on Discovery. I noticed some of the competitive things are they have multiple discovery mechanisms. We have, what do we have? Because 2 weeks ago, we had at least 3 to 4. Have we consolidated on one discovery technology?
Our discovery technology is really driven through the TATM, and with the TATM you get the CCMDB. That would be the hammer you would use there.
So no more Maximo discovery.
All of our discovery on System Z is via discovery library adapters, DLAs.
Okay, so System Z is what we're talking about. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, for System Z, for distributed systems, TATM has sensors and other capabilities built into it to discover distributed resources. But for Z, it's through discovery library adapters that then populate TATM.
Okay. But the only confusion is a lot of customers sit there and they say, oh, well, typically license compliance manager, is that doing discovery? Is that's a different discovery mechanism. So just want to make sure. Okay, so TATM, CCMDB is what we're talking about. Gotcha.
Yeah, sure. So on Z, just to summarize, if you want to discover system resources and then map them to applications in TATM, you would use the DLAs, like the ZOS DLA. There's a TMS DLA that's associated with a Megamon on Z, for example. There's a NetView Z DLA. There's a SA system automation, DLA, all of these can populate resource information into TATM, and then TATM could use that to relate to applications and populate CMDB and also populate TBSM. Once the relationships are established in TATM, that information can be moved over and populate into TBSM for application views.
Okay. Super. Thanks.
Next, we'll hear from Richard Wasserman, IBM.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about this discovery. Larry, you're referring to there are many types of discovery, and for in-depth software discovery, there's still License Compliance Manager for Z, and License Compliance Manager for Distributed also currently does run on Z Linux. That was my comment.
Yeah, that's really focused around, Richard, as you said, around license discovery, if you will. What we were talking about earlier is the DLAs, the discovery library adapters, or discovering resources, you know. This Kix region, this DB2 database and link, this WAS, you know, environment is associated with my order processing application.
There are no further questions. I'd like to turn the call back to our presenters for any additional or closing remarks.
That's Casey Plunkett here, team. Thank you for your time today. Closing thoughts I'm going to have here is first of all, if you have any follow-on compensation questions about particular PIDs, et cetera, feel free to send me an email directly or contact Henry Garcia. Either one of us will answer directly or get somebody that can quickly answer positioning, compensation issues. The other thing I'd like you to think about is all of our geo sales leaders are getting updated biweekly pipeline around ELAs that are expiring this year for which we don't currently have PA content. We have the same kind of data now for the Z10 hardware from STG. For competitive expirations that we've identified, same data. So leverage the information you have. If you're not getting that for your particular business unit, reach out to your PA sales leader, and we'll make sure you have that. And leverage this strategy we have around SMCZ to get higher up again into IT. We've got to leverage these capabilities here, while at the same time taking a rifle shot approach around specific products here. So thanks again for your time. Danielle, we are adjourned.
And that concludes today's teleconference. We'd like to thank you all for joining us once again. Have a great day.